The supercharged flute of Sam Most in the intro mew, with his arrangement of But Beautiful, because we're going to go beautiful one more time here on the show with But Beautiful Part 2. Hey, hi, it's Bill Wood, the jazz guy on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP Vashon, the island in Puget Sound, which has tolerated us for 22 years. And has generously agreed to share us with the rest of the world at voiceofvashon.org online. Here's Dave Brubeck and the most beautiful girl in the world.
Thank you.
At the top of the spot, Rodgers and Hart's Most Beautiful Girl in the World, as portrayed by the Dave Brubeck Quartet in 1982, Dave on piano, Paul Desmond alto sax, Eugene Wright bass, and Joe Morello drums. Next, we heard from Charlie Hayden's Quartet West, which, being L.A.-centered, paid a lot of attention to movies, hence The Bad and the Beautiful from the 1952 film of the same name. Charlie, the bassist, of course, with Alan Broadbent piano, Ernie Watts tenor sax, and Lawrence Marrable drums. And just now, an original composition by the gifted and groundbreaking yeoman of the Hammond B3 organ, Sam Yahel, Truth and Beauty. The other members of the trio were Joshua Redman, tenor sax, and Brian Blade, drums. Truth and Beauty, borrowing a tag from John Keats here on The Jazz Guy, on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP Vashon, and voiceofvashon.org. Online.
VOV programming support is provided by the Hardware Store Restaurant, serving great good food, free Wi-Fi, and signature cocktails in an historic 125-year-old building, the heartbeat of Vashon Island. On the web at thsrestaurant.com.
Support for VOV comes from Come On Barber, offering mobile appointments, pop-up barbershops, and more. Come On Barber reminds the Vashon community to stay spiffy and stay classy. Find out more at www.comeonbarber.com. That's C-M-O-N, Barber, all one word, .com.
Does your mother realize the stork delivered quite a prize the day he left you on your family tree? And does your dad appreciate that you are merely super great? The miracle of any century. If they don't, just send them both to me. You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. And when you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I'll bet you drove the other kids wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, I'll bet you showed the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I'll bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby girl, 'cause baby, look at you now. a beautiful baby girl. Yes, baby, why just look at you now? Thank you.
Duke Ellington sits in with Louis Armstrong's traveling band in 1965, and look what happens. A beautiful example of Dukean deconstruction on a tune written by Duke, The Beautiful American. That was Louis on the trumpet, of course. And look what Duke did to his ex-clarinet player Barney Bigard while Trummy Young's trombone was uncharacteristically demure. The bassist was Mort Herbert, and Louis' drummer was Danny Barcelona. That was the voice and trombone of Dan Barrett at the top of the spot with You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby. Scott Robinson romped on the bass saxophone. John Sheridan was the pianist along with Paul Keller bass and Jeff Hamilton drums. And the music in the middle of this easy on the ears set was trumpeter Randy Sankey with an arrangement of a Buck Clayton tune, What a Beautiful Yesteryear. Chuck Wilson did some lovely things on the alto saxophone, along with Howard Alden guitar, Michael Moore bass, and Dennis Mackerel drums. And now a word from the jazz guy's necessary man, Michael Golan Johnson.
You are listening to But Beautiful, Part 2, on The Jazz Guy, on the voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon, and voiceofvashon.org online. So, Bill, what's this necessary man business?
Well, it's a term from the draft boards of the Second World War. If you were ranked as a necessary man, you got to stay home.
So is that how you stayed out of the war?
Jesus, Michael, I was 10 years old.
Well, you look great.
Thank you. at the top of the spot, a tenor player who is around during the salad days of bebop, but you don't hear about him that often, J.R. Montrose. Not sure why, because he had a wonderfully idiosyncratic approach to his instrument. Come to think of it, that's probably why. This was a session from 1956. The tune was a Paul Chambers tune, Beauteous, but the bassist here was Wilbur Ware. That was Horace Silver on the piano, and the drummer was the great Philly Joe Jones. Next, we heard That Beautiful Sadness by a quartet fronted by the film composer and multi-instrumentalist Mark Isham, whose main instrument, though, was the trumpet, which he played here along with Steve Tavaglione, tenor, David Goldblatt, keyboards, Doug Lunn, bass, and Kurt Wortman, drums. And just now we heard Backdoor Beauty, a 1981 track by Art Farmer, trumpet, Sahib Shahab, soprano sax, Kenny Drew, piano, Maz Vinding, bass, and Ed Thigpen, drums. Another beautiful day in the neighborhood here on The Jazz Guy on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon, and voiceofvashon.org online.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
This portion of VOV programming is brought to you by Glass Bottle Creamery, your source for small batch island-made ice cream and frozen desserts, and now arcade games. Find them on the web at GlassBottleCreamery.com.
Thank you.
decamping with some musical impressionism from bassist Harvey Swartz, entitled Beauty Within the Beast. You are listening to the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP Vashon, and voiceofvashon.org online. And this is Bill Wood, the Jazz Guy. So long, thanks for listening. Stay happy, stay healthy, and above all, stay cool. Everybody.